141 951 1025. It's time to talk football. It's Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Good evening and welcome to Clyde One Super Scoreboard. Dennett McInnes opens up on Lewis Ferguson links. Rio Hatate says he wants a move to a top five league, and Miguel Freckleton leaves St Mirren for Austria. I'm Andrew McLean. Joining me in the studio is Gordon Dale.
Yeah,
as
you see, Rangers are very busy in the transfer market. Rumours floating about Lewis Ferguson. It costs a lot of money, I've got to say. Good player, I think he'd be a great addition to the Rangers squad. Obviously links with his dad, and obviously Barry there as well, so I think the Rangers fans would welcome that. My big surprise is we're now into July. Celtic have got who they're going to be the manager. They've got their coaching staff all in place. All we're hearing is players want to leave. You know, Maeda came out and said that he would like to go somewhere else and play. Hatate has also mentioned that. If I was Celtic, I'd be more concerned about not pure players getting out, because that'll happen. It's players coming into the building.
You're saying they're about as quick off the mark as your microphone was in starting up
the
show?
Yeah, exactly. The producers, they must work with Celtic because they're always late. But if you're a Celtic fan, surely you're not going to get into a scenario that they've had before. You're waiting, deadline comes, and you're scrambling all over the place to get players. I'm sure that's not going to happen, right? I'm sure that's not going to happen under Martin O'Neill. But if I was a Celtic supporter, I'm looking over at Ibrox. They brought in, what, five new signings already? Jack Butland moving to Hull as well, £3 million. I said the other night in the show, Andrew, as much as you're getting a good goalkeeper at 26, Jack Butland's 33. Bags of experience and still a very good goalkeeper. £3 million. I think Rangers might think that's a good deal. But I'm more interested, what is Celtic doing in the transfer market? Because if they leave it the same way as they did last year, we will be inundated with calls from Celtic supporters.
Can you believe it that the competitive domestic action starts not this weekend but next weekend? That's how quick it is that the Premier Sports Cup is coming around. So, you know, you speak about Celtic and Rangers, the business they're doing, but the teams that aren't in European football, they've only got just over a week to get some final signings in before their first competitive matches.
The only thing I'll say about that is some of the top teams use it as a pre-season now. In old days, you used to line up about 5-6 games. Nowadays, you line up a couple of friendlies and then you go right into that competition. I think it's good for the team. And then all of a sudden, you can look and think, right, okay, before the league campaign starts, you still want to keep in the cup, of course you do, but before the league campaign starts, you basically know what you need to fill your squad. I think it's a good competition. I like the way it is for a start of it, and I think that a lot of managers use it as pre-season as well.
I know the one game you'll be looking out for on the opening weekend, the Mark Wilson derby, Partick Thistle at home to Brechin. That'll be a good one.
You know, it's incredible that I was on the phone to him the other day and he mentioned it, and I tell you what, if ever he's looking forward to a game, it's Partick Thistle v Brechin. I'll tell you what, see if Brechin beat them, he's got to go back to that charity shop and get his tracks out. But I loved it. He was excited for it. That's what it's all about. And I probably go along see that. That's one game I would like to go along see.
Well, 141 951 1025 on the phones, Rangers fans. We're going to hear from Dennett McInnes shortly. He's been asked a question about Lewis Ferguson. So many links. I think there are a lot of Rangers fans that would like to see that transfer happen. Is it realistic? Is it not? Is it something you want to see? Give us a call right now. 141 951 1025. As Gordon said, Celtic fans, it's maybe more about outgoings that we've been hearing instead of incomings. Rio Hatate, the latest player, saying that he's maybe looking for a move away. He wants to play in a top five league. Is that something that you wouldn't mind seeing? Is it something that concerns you? Is it maybe time for him to go? He didn't feature a lot towards the end of last season, so you can give us a call on that or anything else. 0141 951 1025. Maybe you're looking ahead to the Premier Sports Cup games in just over a week. Maybe you're still looking back on the World Cup and Steve Clarke's resignation and who is going to come next for Scotland. It's the same number, 0141 951 1025, on the phones. Let's kick things off by hearing from Dennett McInnes. And Rangers fans, you can let us know what you think of this. This is him responding to being asked about the Lewis Ferguson links today. Him speaking to Sky Sports.
So there's been loads of discussions about so many players. All I want to do is bring players who can have a high level, technical level, and ability to play for Rangers. So, you know, and obviously there's a number of players that have been linked with us that do possess that. So I think it'd be wrong for me to speak about any player individually. I understand it's an obvious link. But, you know, we have just got to work away, see what we can do and what we can bring into the club. And if it's clear that we can't bring people in, then we move on quickly. But I've got an idea of the players and the types that I want to bring in, and hopefully we can work towards that.
Yeah, I don't know how much we learn from that, really. Dennis McInnes just doing as managers do, maybe speaking a bit around it. But he's saying that, you know, it's an obvious link. He comes from a, you know, a family with a history of Rangers. He's a Rangers supporter. What did you make of the way that Dennis McInnes answered that?
He didn't come out and just say, no, you were not in the market for Lewis Ferguson. He kept his options open. He's quite right. He handles the press very well, Derek. He's a very experienced manager. I just look at Lewis Ferguson. I think, me personally, coming back to Rangers, I think he'd be a terrific signing, because I thought he'd a good World Cup, right? One of the few. I thought he was decent. I think he's a good player. I think he's learned from his spell in Italy. My big question mark would be, can Rangers afford to go and get a guy like Lewis Ferguson? I don't think that Rangers are in that market.
Because there had been reports over in Italy saying that it might take somewhere up to £17 million for Lewis Ferguson to get a move away. Can you see Rangers operating in that kind of space at all?
No, not a chance. As much as I like Lewis Ferguson, much as I think he would add a lot to Rangers, I don't think Rangers in the market to go and pay up 15, upwards to 17 million. Look, you know, football's strange because we don't know what's in Lewis Ferguson's contract, right? There could be a clause in there that it's so much money. We don't know that Lewis Ferguson could go and say, look, I've had a great time here, but I've always wanted to go and play with Rangers. I want to go and play with Rangers, and a deal can be done. But if it's a straight, no, this is a club's principles, it's 15 to 17 million, the figures you're reporting there, Andrew, then there's absolutely no chance Lewis Ferguson's coming to Rangers.
One of the things that Dennis McInnes did say is it's about looking at options and then maybe just having to move on if they realise those options aren't realistic or aren't going to happen. So does that maybe paint the picture that Rangers might ask the question, they might sound Bologna out, maybe they have already, in terms of trying to work out whether a deal is possible? Yeah. Is it just worth asking the question and seeing if there's a solution?
Yeah, of course there's. You know, there might be a deal to be done, but if you're talking 15 million to 17 million round about the figures, then I think that's what Derek's saying. Look, there's no point in negotiating. See, if you get to a figure, two clubs get to a figure and say it's maybe a million to 2 million difference, you've got a great opportunity to get that player. Negotiations and getting that player would be, you'd have a good opportunity. But if you're in the market for a player that costs you, the club's talking 15 million upwards, you've not got a chance. You're better just drawing a line under it and saying, and I think that's what Derek was trying to get his point over, look, if it's not on, I'm drawing a line under it, and I'll concentrate on the next one.
Right, Rangers fans, let us know what you think about that. Lewis Ferguson, do you think it could be on? Do you think it's maybe unrealistic? Is he the type of player that Rangers need in next? What about some other business? What about the business you've done already? Celtic fans, we're looking at that story. Rio Hatate saying he wants a move to a top five league. Do you feel that it's maybe his time to move on? Or do you think he still has a lot to offer the club? Let's hear a bit more from Derek McInnes while you get your calls in on 01419511025. This is what Derek McInnes was saying about the transfer business they've already done.
You know, it's been good work being done. There's a lot of these conversations were ongoing ahead of my appointment, but obviously in meetings with the recruitment team and Jim and Andrew, we're kind of clear on what we're looking for in terms of key positions, the types of players we want to bring to the club as well. And I think what we have had with the signings is a mixture of all that, but good types underpins everything, you know. And there's a lot of players, a few players familiar to Scottish football, I think is something we want in the squad as well. And there's also room for players who are coming to Scotland and Rangers and recognising that for the first time. And what Rangers can give players, you know, we as a club can give players so much with success and the reward and everything else that comes with it. It's a brilliant club to play for if you're winning. So we've got a lot that we can sell, but equally we need players to know that what they can bring us. And what we need at this moment in time is ready-made, good types of players in the building, players who train right every day, players who have the right approach, that winning mentality, and that leadership qualities that every manager looks for in their team.
Yeah, it's something Derek McInnes touched on a couple of times there. It's not just about the quality of player they're bringing in. He wants to bring in the right type of player. Maybe that's something that's been labelled at Rangers teams in the past, that supporters maybe feel that the players haven't had the right mentality or haven't dealt with the pressure of, you know, title races and big games. So it looks as if it's something that Derek McInnes is trying to address.
Yeah, I always believe that if you've got a good dressing room as a manager, you've got a good dressing room, you've got a good opportunity to go and win things. You need everybody, you know, pulling the same direction. And I think Derek's looking at that. I think he's looking at personalities as well. He's looking at players that have got good ability that's going to fit into his system. I like the way he talks. He knows what way he wants to go. He's working very hard. He's got five signing. And he's made a big choice already, because I didn't expect Jack Butland to be leaving Rangers. I thought he'd be the goalkeeper next year. I thought Derek would have built round about him. But Derek's went in and identified, no, I would rather prefer someone else in, freshen it up. Jack Butland, on you go. You've been here. Thank you very much. You get £3 million. And he's stamping his own authority on that team. And he's starting to... I think Rangers fans will be looking forward to the season starting. But as much as you can sit there and talk about everything you've got to do and players you've got to bring in, the one thing we know for a fact is they've got to get results. Simple and straightforward. Got to get results.
Because there's a balance to strike there as well, that you can bring in players that have the right attitude and application and know what it means to play for the club and all that, but they also do need to be of the required quality to go into that starting lineup and make a difference. And probably when you find that, you know, the pool of players that you're sort of fishing in at that point is maybe quite small.
Yeah, and it'll be interesting to see how Derek starts, because, you know, you look at Hearts, for instance, when they went right to the last kick of the ball in the league last year. He played two up top. Shanklin and Braga played up top. You wonder if he's going to go with that system at Rangers. I wonder if he's just building round about that. He's certainly got good personnel because he's brought Shanklin in. You would think he would start. Does he start with another strike partner? What sort of football is Derek going to offer at Rangers? Because that all comes into question. You can sit in pre-season, we've seen it a million times, thinking, yes, they've signed well, the manager talks very, very well, and then off and running in the league, and before you know it, everything's under pressure. So Derek knows the club, he's been there, he's an experienced manager, he knows Scottish football, but he knows that a club the size of Rangers, especially now, with the backing he's getting, five signings, and they'll bring in more, let's be honest about it, then he's got to get off to a good start.
0141 951 1025. Robbie is a Celtic fan in Falkirk. Robbie, what are you thinking tonight?
I just want to make 2 points. Thanks for taking my call, Andrew. 2 points. The first one on Rio Hatate, then I'll make a second one to Gordon, just generally in the World Cup, England against Mexico. So I just want to make the point about Rio Hatate. He's looking for a move to one of the top five leagues in Europe. Well, I'll say to him, best of luck, pal. Best of luck. I just want to just give my thoughts on Rio Hatate. Best player in Scotland on his day. Now, that can be said about a lot of players, but that on his day is very, very rare. There's been some good performances. We can see the early on in his Celtic career. The midweek game at Celtic Park against Rangers, scored 2 goals. And there's been some other pretty notable performances last season. 2-0 Dooney came on at half time at Ibrox. Some people say changed the game, but see to play for Celtic to be a regular, you've got to be consistent. That's how he was dropped by Martin O'Neill for the last handful of games. And another thing is as well, what Martin O'Neill would never stand for was his attitude. He was due to come on the semi-final against St Mirren. Martin O'Neill changed his mind. I think Rio was stripped to come on and he changed his mind and he went on for a sulk. Now, Martin O'Neill will not stand for that, he's sulking. That's probably attitude-wise why he never got the last 5 or 6 games. I didn't even think he was in the squad even for a cup final or the last game against Hearts. Top five league in Europe. McKinney's a talented guy. I've heard Scott Allen going on about him. I've heard Andy Halliday going on about him here. I'll have him in my team every week. Some pundits, they look at him and they look at his big performances, but his consistency's no there. Gordon, I can't. You're probably going to maybe going to surprise me. I think you're going to back him up. But for me, even for Celtic, no good enough. No consistent enough, I'm afraid. What do you think, Gordon?
I'll take the two ones. Wurzer, I think he's good enough, but I agree with you, he's not consistent enough. And that's what your point is, Robbie. I think everybody agrees. And you did as well. You said earlier that on his day, he's the best player in Scotland. On his day, he's a very, very good player. I think he's just one of these players that near the end of the season, I think the writing was on the wall that he was wanting out the club. He was wanting to go and get a fresh challenge.
Because if you look at Celtic's last nine games of the season, he only featured in three of them, three substitute appearances, and then, as Robbie said, the last two games of the season, he didn't even make the bench.
Well,
so it looks as if he's out of Martin O'Neill's plans, or he certainly was at the end of last season.
In the cup final, he was in his suit. We were watching from Hampden. I totally agree. I think the manager knows how difficult a job, as is Derek at Rangers, how difficult a job is to manage a club the size of Celtic, because you've got to win trophies, and he got trophies, he won two. But he's experienced enough to know that everybody has got to pull in the right direction. I keep saying that. Hatate, for me, if you put the right players round about him and put him in the right team with the right frame of mind, I think he's a terrific player. Right, great knowledge of the game, good ability. But I totally agree with Robbie. I don't think consistent-wise he's good enough. Top five, I hear it all the time. You know, my head is the same. I want to go and try, you know, a bigger league or a better league. It's okay saying that. You've got to get clubs to come in and take you and obviously pay the money that Celtic want for you. It's an interesting one. I watch this because Hatate's obviously wanting out the building. Maeda's probably wanting to move out. So I think Celtic need to do a bit of business. But for me, I don't know how Robbie feels. I'm a little bit the other way. I'm watching Rangers going very quick in their business, five players in, Derek talking very positive. I'm not hearing anything for Celtic. I'm not hearing that, you know, I'm waking up every morning thinking, right, Celtic will bring in X, Y and Z. There must be a signing. I was coming in tonight and I was looking and I says to you, what about Celtic? Still nothing. So as much as, yes, Hatate's looking to go out, Maeda's looking to go out, who's looking to come in, Robbie? That's my big question here.
Gordon, I'm sick fed up. The last time that Celtic were ruling, you'll probably agree with me here, see, the last time Celtic were getting players in quick was under Ange. Understand that it's Carter Vickers, Jota and guys like Joe Hart. That was quite reasonably late in that first summer that Postecoglou. But he had guys like Alistair Johnson lined up. He had, you'll mind the Hatate, Maeda, and the boy Adeguchi, they were coming in right away. December the 31st or something like that. So, see, the thing that gets me, Gordon, I can mind when the first season that guy, the CEO, got dropped, the rugby guy, Don Mackay. Mm-hmm. And later on, Michael Nicholson came in, and when he was working with Ange, everything was done quick. Everything seemed to be get done quick. And I can mind, they've took that many calls since Roger got appointed, but I can mind they make the point to you, as soon as the day that Roger got appointed, I say, Michael Nicholson must be saying to Rogers, he says, see, when you were here the last time and everything was getting done late, that's going to change. I only can't help you work one way. I've dealt with Ange. The players come in quick. That's what I thought. And you agree, I can mind you the call. You agreed with me. You were on the panel that time. You said, I've no doubt that's what happened to convince Brendan Rogers to come back, that Michael Nicholson came in. He only works one way because he only came in and he was only working with Ange.
Robbie, are you in the same boat as a lot of Celtic players, supporters, thinking, this is going to go the same. Celtic are going to be scrambling about the transfer market late on.
That looks like that to me. And the guy, Brian Wilson, came out to chairman. He says, we've done mistakes the last time. We can all about Kari Almaty. Mm-hmm. And I'm taking the gamble there, Gordon.
Yep.
You're probably as baffled as me, Gordon. How that Rangers can be getting 3-4 players in quite early. Derek McInnes is appointed. Within about 7 to 10 days, I've got four bodies, and Martin O'Neill's just nothing's really happening. Another thing is as well, Gordon, I don't know if Celtic are waiting to get players out first, but that's a serious gamble to be gambling on.
Yeah,
that
and it's Robbie, let me tell you, people think that just get players out, that's not the way, because agents will make sure that the players going out are getting decent money, everything about it. Celtic will want decent money as well, so getting players out is probably as hard as getting players in, because people will come in and offer, under the value of these guys, because the other clubs know that they want out the club. So they'll come in, say Hatate, for instance, worth, you, everybody thinks he's worth, say 5 million, right? Just put it there. Clubs will come in and say, well, look, he wants out. He's a state he's want out. Celtic want him out.
They'll give license for people to lowball a little bit.
Exactly, Andrew. And that's what's going to happen. And then all of a sudden you've got a problem. Do you let him go because he wants to leave? But you're going to get peanuts for a player that you think's worth X, Y, and Z. It's a difficult one for Celtic.
Well, thank you to Robbie. We'll have to leave that there because we're slightly late for this.
Beat the Pundit with the Scottish Sun. For the best football news and opinion online, thescottishsun.co.uk/football.
Remember, we are down to the 1 hour shows at the moment, which means this is your Beat the Pundit time. Around 20 past six, 25 past six is when we're going to be playing it every single night of the week. And you can play against Gordon DL right now. Give us a call, 0141 951 1025, and you could be playing Beat the Pundit after the break.
You are the voice of Scottish football. Call 0141 951 1025. Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Gordon DL here with me, Andrew McLean, on Clyde One Super Scoreboard, taking your calls all the way through until 7 o'clock. The number for you to get involved, 0141 951 1025. We had a previous caller on talking about Celtic's transfer business. Maybe lack of transfer business is the better way to phrase it. What about Rio Hatate saying that he feels he wants a move to a top five league? And Rangers fans, the links with Lewis Ferguson, they won't go away. Derek McInnes asked about it today. Didn't give too much of an in-depth answer, but is that a transfer you would like to see happening over the next few weeks? What have you made of the transfers that have already been done? What needs to happen next? St Mirren fans, I see Miguel Freckleton has left to go to Austria. So what do you need to do in this transfer window? Maybe you want to talk about the World Cup, Steve Clark, his resignation, what comes next for Scotland? It's all the same number, 0141 951 1025, and we'll speak to you after we play this.
Beat the Pundit with the Scottish Sun. For the best football news and opinion online, thescottishsun.co.uk/football.
This is your final Beat the Pundit before you take some time off. You were telling us on Tuesday you're going to take a few weeks off before the season starts.
Yeah, I'm off. This is the final one, so I hope someone comes on. I'd like to lose tonight because I've been winning. my record's incredible.
Is that just damage limitation so that if you do lose, it's not a big deal?
No, it's just, it's the last one. I'd like to go out in a high. Get a zero, go out in a high, let the lad win, get a ball, get a Beat the Pundit coin. Happy days.
I'm naturally suspicious of you at all times anyway.
Yeah.
But the fact that you're just randomly deciding to take 3 weeks off for seemingly no reason has me at a heightened level of suspicion. I have no idea what you're up to, but I know you're up to something. I don't know what it is.
No, I'm not up to anything. I'm just giving the listeners' ears a break. I think they need it.
You're not going to come back with some mad cosmetic surgery or you've got any wild plans? You got a smirk in your face.
No, I've not actually. My biggest one is I'm going to learn my young granddaughter Olivia how to swim. She stayed with me last night. She's brilliant, so I'm going to spend a lot of time with her, take her away for a couple of days and just chill out and try and get back. I'm struggling with the golf walking, but I can get a buggy, try and get back playing golf.
You know what, that was actually a very wholesome answer that I feel I can't even make fun of, really. So I'll just let Greg in Falkirk come on and try and beat you.
Come on, Greg.
Beat the Pundit. Have you played before, Greg?
No, I've not.
Oh, Greg.
How do you get on when you play along at home?
Terrible, to be fair.
Oh, great. Okay, I'll be terrible as well, right? Just get one. What would you take? Would you take a coin or would you take the ball?
I don't know, 50-50.
I feel like Greg hasn't thought that far ahead because he knows he's terrible.
For some reason, I'm sort of changed my car and I was cleaning it out. I've got a coin in my car, Greg, so where are you, Falkirk?
You're not going to drive to Falkirk. You drove to Fraserburgh at the weekend for a testimonial.
Brilliant.
And
great day that was. The people up there are brilliant. I'm now a massive fan of the club.
I mean, you'll never go back up there because you're never going to drive the 4 hours again to do it.
But. Yeah, well, it was a brilliant drive. It was lovely. I had podcasts on and away you go. Happy days. It was you put me on to that, put a podcast on. And I just sat there, listened and let the world go by.
Like you're saying that as if that's some like crazy idea that nobody's ever thought of before, just putting a podcast on while you're driving in the car.
I've never put a podcast on in my life.
That's good. Just as well we don't put this show up as a podcast every single night and is actually a thing that we do.
I've never listened to a show.
Anyway, right, let's put something else in
Come
the ear
on,
of Gordon DL so he stops talking nonsense and we can get on with this game. For you, Greg, it's 30 seconds on the clock to answer as many questions as you can. Remember, you can pass if that helps you out. Is that all good?
Yeah, that's perfect.
Let's do it. Name the last Scottish team Ross McCrory played for.
Aberdeen.
Apart from Celtic, which other Scottish Premiership team has made zero summer signings?
Motherwell.
Which Scotland international will Jack Butland join at Hull City?
Pass.
Name any outfield Scotland player who didn't play at all during the World Cup.
John Souter.
How many SPFL sides have Athletic in their name?
Two.
How many current which current England international played for the Scotland under 21s?
Pass.
Okay, we will bring Gordon DL back in.
I was a long 30. Yeah. I think you were kind to Greg there.
No.
Okay, I'm not bothered.
He was maybe deliberating a little bit over the final question.
That's
fine.
That's allowed. Because I was looking at the clock
that's
thinking
allowed.
We're going to be finished soon, right?
That's
come on.
Allowed. Right, 30 seconds for Gordon DL. Let's go. Name the last Scottish team Ross McCrory played for.
Aberdeen.
Apart from Celtic, which other Scottish Premiership side have made zero summer signings?
Hibs.
Which Scotland international will Jack Butland join at Hull City?
Pass.
Name any outfield Scotland player who didn't play at all at the World Cup.
Outfield player?
Just any player. Outfield player. Hurst. Yeah. How many SPFL sides have Athletic in their name?
Two. By the way, it's McBurney at Hull, isn't it?
Well, it's no use now, is it?
I know. Why did I not say McBurney?
How do you think it went, Greg?
Hopefully, right.
Oh, good, Greg.
We'll go through them. Name the last Scottish team Ross McCrory played for. A nice, easy one to kick things off is, of course, Aberdeen 1-1. Apart from Celtic, which other Scottish Premiership team have made zero summer signings?
See if Greg gets that. It's brilliant.
You went for Hibs.
Hold on, he's in Falkirk. Who do you support, Greg?
Rangers.
Well, it's not Rangers then.
He went for Motherwell.
Motherwell have signed players.
Name any of them?
No.
No?
Their manager.
You know what?
Because
you can't name any of them.
It's
because they've not made any summer signings.
It's
so it
Hibs.
Was two. What? No, it's not. It's Motherwell.
Has Hibs made any signings?
Yes, they have.
Who?
Oh, I kind of need to look this up now, aren't I?
Hibs
have definitely signed.
No, they haven't.
They have. 100% Hibs have made signings this summer.
Okay, we'll give Greg it next one.
Right, okay. I mean, it is correct. I'll get back to you on
I'll
that.
I'll be
one.
Looking at Greg, don't worry.
I'll get back to you on that one. In fact, they've made. They've signed Jason Kerr.
Right, I don't care.
They signed Callum Wright. There you go. Anyway, it is 2-1 to Greg. Which Scotland international will join? Will Jack Butland join at Hull City?
McBurney.
It is McBurney, but you were about 3 minutes too late with that answer. Greg didn't get it either.
Oh,
so it's still
Greg.
2-1 to Greg. Name any outfield Scotland player who didn't play at all at the World Cup. You went for George Hurst. Greg went for John Souter, which is also correct. 3-2 to Greg.
Oh, no.
How many SPFL sides have Athletic in their name?
I don't know. I just went two. When did you go, Greg?
Two.
Ah, well, you've won there, haven't you?
There's Dunfermline Athletic.
Alloa
Athletic.
Right. Forfar.
Forfar Athletic.
Right.
And Annan
Athletic.
So it's four across the divisions. It remains 3-2 to Greg, and he got one more question in.
What was it?
I'll see if you can get this.
Aye, because you took so long. So you gave Greg that. Give me it. This is equaliser.
I mean, this won't count at all.
It
Which
will.
Current England international played for Scotland's under 21s?
Current
England international played for Scotland under 21s.
He's in the World Cup squad.
Yeah.
Played with Scotland under 21s.
You're just repeating the question back to me to try
right.
and buy some time.
No, I'm not. I'm trying to understand the question right. So I would say. What are you saying, Greg?
I
had
no clue.
I don't know. Hold on, let me guess. He's obviously on the bench. He doesn't play, does he?
No.
Young player. Oh.
And by
Gordon.
The way, not only did he play for Scotland under 21s, he got a call up to the full Scotland squad, attended one training session, and then decided to go back down south.
Yeah, I
can't. And played for England instead.
That's right.
And is just moving to Manchester City for £116 million.
Anderson.
Elliot Anderson. Played for Scotland under 21s, got a call up to Scotland, and is now playing for England.
I'd have got that.
I mean, you didn't, because I gave you 5 minutes there to
That's
try and
three
get
each.
It.
It's a tiebreaker, Greg.
No,
tiebreaker.
Greg is the winner. Well done to you, Greg.
Well done, Greg.
Thank you.
He didn't fancy himself, but he
got done well. He done well.
Greg, you said you are a Rangers fan. Talk to us about the current transfer situation. Are you feeling quite happy with the fact that business is getting done?
Business getting done early. Just hopefully Ferguson gets over the line and everyone will be happy.
Do you think it's realistic? Do you think it can happen? It looks as if it would cost a lot of money.
There's been also talks of Raskin going the other way, so we just need to see what happens.
Yeah, I do wonder if any deal maybe hinges on Rangers getting a big fee for another player, or is it, you know, would Rangers be willing to spend, say, it is somewhere between, you know, 15, 17 million pounds? You're just talking about reports there. Would Rangers be willing to go out and spend that on one player, or could you then split that up and maybe spend it on three players and prove different areas of the park?
Honestly, I know Rangers are going in a different direction. They're trying everything to get back to where they were, challenging for trophies and everything, but 15 million, I don't think they will. But I tell you, Greg makes a great point there. You know, Raskin is over there in the World Cup, and when you're in the World Cup, you attract attention. I think he's one of those players that he, as much as he likes playing with Rangers, I think if the right offer came in for him, I think he would look to go elsewhere, and that could leave the opportunity and the money. But a deal would need to be done with Ferguson, because I keep going back to it. I cannot for the life of me, and MD can come on and disagree and say that Rangers will pay £15 million for a player.
Which of the signings have pleased you the most, Greg? Which one are you looking forward to most?
Shanklin, probably.
Do you think, Greg, that McInnes will play someone up with Shanklin?
I would like to see two up top.
Yeah, who would you prefer playing alongside him? Who do you think he would suit? Because he'll play. He's a goal scorer.
Actually, he does well off the ball, so I think he'll hopefully be a big part if he stays.
Could you see that partnership working, the two of them?
I think they'll work on it. I definitely.
We've not had a goal scorer in a long time.
Yeah. You need somebody, see when you're playing with Rangers and Celtic, you need somebody to bag you 20 goals. You know what I mean? And Rangers are looking at that. Shanklin's got the potential if they put the quality service in there. Because we know he's a goal scorer. Let's not be kidding. He can score goals. If Derek goes with two up top, which I think he will, I think Greg will get his wish. I think Derek will go two up top because that's his style of play. That's the way he's going to play. It'll be interesting who he partners Shanklin with, because I think Shanklin's a stick on to play.
Aside from Lewis Ferguson, are there any other players, any positions, Greg, that you'd like to see Rangers make a move for?
Probably another winger.
Yeah, I mean, that was a bit of an issue for Rangers last season, that, you know, Mikey Moore came onto a game and had some really good performances towards the end of the season, but there was maybe, you know, plenty of other wingers. Oliver Antman didn't perform. JD Kassam had a good start, then didn't continue that for the rest of the season. Andreas Skov-Olsen came in, didn't perform. Hope he's not listening. Didn't perform to the level that Rangers fans would have wanted. So do you think that's, you know, we saw what Dent McInnes did with some of the wingers at Hearts last season. Kizaridis had a fantastic season. Yeah. Are they going to need someone that's a bit more direct?
Look, I think you've got to look now that a serious contender for starting most week, Finlay Curtis. You know, he's had a terrific end of the season at Kilmarnock. He showed what he's all about. He showed that he can play in this league, no doubt about it. I think it was a great move to get him out there. He got a call up. He was in the World Cup squad as well. Full of confidence, new manager. You might just see a lot of Finlay Curtis in the wide areas, but I do agree with Greg. I think that I said earlier, if you get the ammunition to Shanklin, he'll score you goals. So I think Derek will know that as well. So I think he'll be looking for a quality winger as well.
Well, thank you to Greg. Get your calls in 0141 951 1025 while I tell you about this.
Cruise down the Clyde with 101 convenience stores. Open all day, every day.
Well, you could be getting ready for an unforgettable night on the water as Clyde One and Cash for Kids bring you Cruise Down the Clyde. We're setting sail on board the iconic Waverley paddle steamer with DJ sets upstairs on the deck from the likes of Cassie, Gary Spence, Callum Gallagher and of course George Bowie, bringing you the GBX. Downstairs, Grant Thompson will be there in a head-to-head DJ battle with special guest Stephen Mill. It's happening on Friday, the 31st of July, and it's all to help children in Ayrshire, Glasgow and the West, but you need to be quick. Over 80% of the tickets are already gone. So if you fancy a night of partying and raising money, you can get your tickets right now at Clyde1.com/cashforkids. Cruise down the Clyde is brought to you all thanks to 101 convenience stores.
Tackle the headlines. 0141 951 1025. Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Into the final part of tonight's Clyde One Super Scoreboard. So if you've got anything else that you want to put to Gordon DL, 0141 951 1025 on the phones. Alistair is a Rangers fan in Bears Den. Alistair, what are you thinking?
Hi Andrew, good evening. Good evening Gordon.
Hi Alistair.
Just a couple of points about Rangers. First of all, I totally take Gordon's point about Lewis Ferguson. If he's going to cost $18 million, then maybe it's not a deal that Rangers can do. But what if they sell Raskin for $15 to $20 million first? That's my first point.
Yeah, I think the previous caller mentioned that, and I thought it was a good idea what he was talking about. Mm-hmm. I think Raskin is starting to attract the attention of other clubs. Especially, he's contributing the World Cup.
He came off the bench last night, didn't he? Yeah. And helped turn the game around.
By the way, I swear, I don't know if MD was the same as me. I woke up this morning, I fell asleep, which I tend to do in the World Cup for some reason. I fell asleep.
Because the games are all at stupid times, that's why.
Belgium were 2-0 down, woke up thinking, right, they're all home, they're out the World Cup. Woke up this morning, turned on Sky News and they won 3-2. I couldn't believe it, so I missed all the excitement. But Raskin, going back to that, I think if the right price came in for him, I think Derek would seriously think of moving him on. And I think he would be interested in moving on.
I wonder what that margin would need to be, though, because you don't often see teams, especially in Scotland, where you're so, in the transfer market trying to make a profit on everything. You don't often see, Celtic Rangers sell a player for a big fee and then just bring in another player for a very similar fee. It tends to be the system is that you sell for as high as you can and then try and bring in someone for a much lower fee to then try and flip them again. Would it be a surprise if Rangers got a decent fee for Raskin but then just spent the exact same on Lewis Ferguson?
But I think Derek would be saying, look, if we're going to sell Raskin, doesn't matter what the price is, then we've got to replace him. And I think Derek's in a situation where you look at the signings that he's brought in. He's brought five in. He's let Butland go. I thought that was the big one for me. He let him go. And I think maybe, I don't know if Alistair agreed with that. I think Jack Butland still had plenty of years left in him. But Derek decided, I'm freshening it up. It looks like the board and everybody behind him are really backing him. And Derek's leading from the front, getting players in, getting the players he wants in. This is, you got to remember, he wants these players. He's identifying them. So if Raskin did leave Rangers, I think Derek would be right up chapping the door and saying, right, okay, we got a few quid for him, we need to replace him before the start of the season.
I saw there were links today, Alistair, with another central midfielder, Vanya Dragajevic, who's at Partizan Belgrade, I think 20 years old, has already worn the captain's armband for them. Yep. If Rangers have put in an offer for him, do you think that maybe stumps any deal for Lewis Ferguson because Dan Neal's already come in as a defensive type midfielder?
I think it depends, as you said earlier, how many go out as well, But the other point I wanted to make about Derek was, we're talking rightly about all the transfer business that he's doing and how he's been backed, but Derek's a good man manager as well, so you'd want to think that not only is it about bringing the players in, but it's also about bringing the players on, and he's more than capable of doing that. So some of the guys that didn't perform last season could well do better this season under his management.
That's a good point. That is a good point. Because when a new manager comes in, Derek will probably change everything to suit his style, as in when they train, how they train, everything about it, how they prepare. Derek will change everything because he's an experienced manager and it'll be his way. And players might just buy into that. Sometimes you get players that just come out the woodwork in pre-season, you think, oh, he wasn't very good under the previous manager, but all of a sudden you see that spark. He's maybe playing a different formation. He's maybe playing a different role. Derek's probably put an arm around him. Listen, I think there's a lot of positives for the appointment of Derek, but I'll keep going back to it. We can talk all day long about how good he's doing his pressers and how positive, and he's doing his business early, and the sound of him is absolutely brilliant for Rangers supporters. Derek McInnes knows one thing, he has to produce and get results.
I suppose the evidence of what Alistair was saying there is maybe there from last season, that some of the guys who had played a lot of football in Scotland, maybe had their best season at Hearts last season under Dennis McInnes. It was probably Craig Halkett's best season that he's had in his career. It's probably Stuart Finlay's best season mm-hmm. that he's had in his career. The same for Harry Milne, same for Cammy Devlin. You look at Lauren Shankland, who has had a lot of very good seasons where he scored goals, but certainly up there for him. So Rangers fans will be hoping that Dennis McInnes can do work the magic that he did with them and try and bring out the best in the players that are already there, as well as adding.
Yeah, I keep saying that one thing Derek will do is look at the dressing room. The dressing room has got to be good, and you touched on Hearts here, and you name a lot of players, and Derek brought them on. Of course he did. And they were excellent, and they were right there to the end. Obviously Celtic pipped him on the last day. But Derek had a good team spirit. He built that. He's good at that. He's done it at Kilmarnock. He's done it at Aberdeen. And now he's got to do it at Rangers. But the only thing I will say is he's probably now dealing in a bigger market and bigger players that play with Rangers than they do Hearts. So it is a bigger job, but he's got the experience and I think he can handle it no problem.
Alistair, just very quickly, Dennis McInnes was asked today when he did that interview with Sky about the captaincy. He says he's quite relaxed about it. He's not in a rush to give anyone the armband right now. Have you got any suggestions of who it should be? Do you think the captain is already at the club? Do you think it's going to be someone that's still yet to be brought in?
That's a good question. Again, I think it depends on who goes in and who goes out. Obviously, we've lost our captain from last year, so it's a position that's up for grabs. I think if Ferguson comes in, he automatically becomes a captain. If not, I think there's a case for Shankland. That would probably be the two that I would think of, and obviously one's there at the moment, so it could be Shankland if Ferguson doesn't come. That would be my guess.
I know what Alistair's saying, because obviously Derek made Shankland captain of Hearts. Captain of Hearts, captain of Rangers, completely two different things. I sort of disagree a little bit. I'd be surprised if Lauren Shankland was the captain. I wouldn't make him the captain. I'd just let him go out there. I'd just say to him, go and play. Go and enjoy yourself. Forget the responsibility of captain. Get out there and show everybody you can score goals. So for me, I still think the captain's to come in the building. There you go.
Thank you to Alistair on the line. Thank you to Gordon DL, who we'll say goodbye to for the next 3 weeks, and we'll see what sort of state you turn up in
once
the season starts again. That's a very good point, actually.
If I turn up at all. If I don't, it's been a great...
It's been nice having you on the show. I'm sure we'll see you again soon in the next 3 weeks or so. But thank you, most importantly, to you at home for listening in, watching in the live stream, getting involved on the phones, on social media, as Gordon DL makes a quick exit by smashing his headphones off the microphone and then just walking out the room before the show is even done while he's waving to the live stream. But yes, thank you very much to him. I'll be back tomorrow night from 6 o'clock. Hugh Keevans will be in the seat alongside me, and it's Amber who is up next tonight.